Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 17, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Goldman Sachs rolls out transaction banking in Japan. U.S.-based banking group Goldman Sachs has announced launching a transaction banking business in Japan. Finastra partners with Alinea. Finastra has partnered with Alinea, a platform that provides tailored ESG alternative data to help asset managers make more informed ESG investments. Square integrates with OpenTable in the UK. UK-based online payment processor, Square, has recently announced a new integration across the UK with OpenTable, a global company operating in the restaurant technology field. MasterCard launches solutions dedicated to women entrepreneurs. Global payment processing corporation MasterCard has launched a suite of services dedicated to female business owners across Latin America and the Caribbean. Paynetics receives UK EMI license. Paynetics has received its electronic money institution, EMI, license from the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. Alibaba Cloud launches AI model for intelligence transformation. Digital tech and intelligence backbone of Ant Group, Alibaba Cloud, has recently launched a large language model, Tongji Qianwen. Amaramba Capital Dealer partners with Shufti Pro. Mozambique-based Amaramba Capital Dealer has partnered with identity verification platform Shufti Pro to integrate KYC solutions. Commvault partners with Microsoft to back up data for customers. Commvault, a data protection and information management provider, and Microsoft have showcased the cost savings driven by their joint solutions. Digital Currency Monetary Authority launches an international CDBC. The Digital Currency Monetary Authority, DCMA, has launched an international CDBC that complies with IMF-proposed crypto assets policy recommendations. Striga launches APIs for crypto platforms to create branded cards. Estonia-based first licensed entity to provide compliant crypto infrastructure in Europe, Striga, has launched a set of APIs to help crypto companies generate self-branded cards. Yonder secures $62.5 million in Series A funding. Rewards credit card startup Yonder has secured $12.5 million in equity and a $50 million credit line to scale operations. Network International in talks over $2 billion bid. Dubai-based Network International is in discussion with a consortium led by CVC Capital Partners over a $2 billion takeover bid. Police arrest tech entrepreneur over Bob Lee death. San Francisco police have arrested a tech entrepreneur over the fatal stabbing of Cash App founder Bob Lee. PayPal cuts CEO Schulman's pay to $22 million. PayPal's outgoing CEO Dan Schulman saw his pay fall by 32% to $22 million last year after the company failed to meet financial targets. Banking associations want payments removed from EU Digital Identity Plan. The European Credit Sector Associations, ECSAs, are calling on the EC to remove payments from the scope of the upcoming European Digital Identity Plan. Minna releases subscriber API. Minna Technologies today announces the subscriber API, one API to fuel the subscription economy. Wise sponsors students in search for next generation of talent. Wise, the global technology company building the best way to move and manage money, today announced two partnerships aimed at improving diversity and social mobility in the next generation of workers. VoloPay obtains in-principle approval from MAS for major payment institution license. VoloPay Co. Private Limited has been granted an in-principle approval, IPA, for a major payment institution, MPI, license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. Caxton buys Nimble Pocket Money Card. Caxton Payments Limited and ParentPay, the payment system for schools, today announced a major agreement. Intergyro and InCharge join forces. Intergyro, a banking-as-a-service, BaaS, platform, has partnered with financial service provider InCharge to launch a new banking app designed to make financial services easier and more accessible for students in Europe. IFGS 2023, Financial Services Finding New Confidence in Economic Crisis. The Innovate Finance Global Summit 2023 kicked off at Guildhall in London this morning, to bring together experts in the industry to discuss new innovations in the UK fintech sector. The event showcases innovators and vendors from all over the world to London to discuss key trends and topics including innovation, sustainability, and regulation which will drive the UK fintech financial services ecosystems forward. UK regulators deliver roadmap for future of open banking. Financial regulators in the UK have laid out their plans for the future of open banking. Interoperability will challenge banks to navigate the new digital world. Payments have become increasingly complex. As a result, technology providers have been prompted to revamp their delivery models. Lloyds Bank launches PayMe for instant B2B payouts. Lloyds Bank has launched a service that allows businesses to make one-off payments where the beneficiary's bank details are not known. Modern Treasury unveils reconciliation engine. Modern Treasury, the operating system for the new era of payments, today announced its expanded reconciliation engine, which automates and simplifies end-to-end cash reconciliation for businesses. Green Dot Network opens access to CoinHub Bitcoin ATMs. Cryptocurrencies have been steadily gaining popularity over the past few years, and as a result, we have seen a rise in partnerships between cryptocurrency companies and traditional financial institutions. GoDaddy offers merchants iPhone Tap to Pay. GoDaddy, Inc., NYSE, GDDY, the company that helps entrepreneurs thrive, just lowered the barrier for millions of small businesses to start accepting in-person, contactless payments without having to deal with a dongle or card reader. U.S. Century Bank taps Pigeon for real-time payments. Pigeon, a secure real-time payments platform built for the future of payments, announced that U.S. Century Bank has chosen to partner with Pigeon to bring real-time payments to its growing customer base. TNS acquires Born Tech managed hosting and colocation business. Transaction Network Services, TNS, and Born Tech today announced TNS acquisition of Born Tech's managed hosting and colocation business. Digital asset research pricing data to underpin new Eurex Bitcoin index futures. Digital Asset Research, DAR, a leading provider of highest quality crypto market data and insights, today announced DAR's exchange vetting methodology and resulting clean FTSE DAR pricing will provide the institutional grade underpinning for Eurex's new Bitcoin index futures. IFGS 2023. FCA and Naya One partner on permanent digital sandbox. Jessica Rusa, Chief Data, Information and Intelligence Officer, FCA took to the stage at Innovate Finance Global Summit, held at the Guildhall in London, to discuss the role of regulation in protecting both the public and the industry's infrastructure. IFGS 2023, Financial Services Finding New Confidence in Economic Crises. The Innovate Finance Global Summit 2023 kicked off at Guildhall in London this morning to bring together experts in the industry to discuss new innovations in the UK fintech sector. The event showcases innovators and vendors from all over the world to London to discuss key trends and topics including innovation, sustainability, and regulation which will drive the UK fintech financial services ecosystems forward. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.